Chapter 8. Making Order on the Boat. That night, while we were eating another of Guy's famous stews, we talked about the three girls. Sally is the most attractive, declared Guy, but I disagreed. Jane is much prettier, and she's a good swimmer too, I protested. I think they were all great, said Freddy, who liked most girls unless they were extremely ugly or extremely clever. Do you think they want to see us again? I asked.
Definitely, replied Guy. They would have come with us for a drink today if they hadn't already made other arrangements.
I thought Guy was probably right. Experience had taught me that he often understood girls better than I did, although I never admitted it to him. We lay in our sleeping bags thinking about the girls until we fell asleep. Guy and Freddy were in a good mood next morning, so it seemed a good time to suggest doing some reorganizing. Let's clear up a bit, I said cautiously. Make some more room on the boat. Freddy was immediately suspicious. Clear what? He said. The boxes, for example, I replied. When we left Kingston, they were all full. Now some are half empty. If we repack them, we could get rid of a few and have more room to move around on the boat.
That's an excellent idea, said Freddy admiringly.
I was pleased Freddy appreciated my efficiency. Guy had to prove that he was efficient too, so he said,
We'll repack the boxes and put everything that we need for tonight's dinner in one box.
Okay, said Freddy. Let's start work.
Just a minute, I interrupted. There are other things we have to do too. Our clothes are getting very dirty and smelly. I think we should wash them. In order to save space, we hadn't brought many clothes with us. We knew we'd have plenty of water for doing laundry. We decided to wash everything except the old t-shirts and shorts we had slept in. After some searching, we found a small bar of soap and carried everything down to the edge of the river. Washing the clothes was harder than we'd expected. How did people do it in the old days? We rubbed them with soap and soaked them with water, but we couldn't get the dirt out. While we were working, sand and dirt from the river stuck to the wet clothes. We did the best we could, but the clothes didn't really look very clean. They did smell a bit better, though. Guy suggested that we use the tow rope as a washing line, but I had a better idea. I pointed to some bushes a little way from the riverbank and said, We can put the clothes on those bushes and let them dry in the sun. Help me carry them over there. Caesar understood at once. When he saw us taking the clothes, he grabbed a pair of trousers belonging to Guy.
Clever dog, I said admiringly.
Don't touch those, you stupid dog, shouted Guy.
Caesar was insulted, and I was angry. Couldn't Guy see Caesar was trying to help? I was going to say something, but then Caesar dropped the trousers and stepped on them, leaving muddy paw marks. I looked at Guy's face and thought it was best not to say anything. By the time we'd finished doing laundry, we had no energy for any more work.
We'll reorganize the boxes later, I said.
We played cards for hours while the clothes were drying. Eventually, Guy said,
We'd better leave soon, or we may not see the girls again.
We sailed along for hours, enjoying the sun and the scenery, but there was no sign of the girls. When it was Freddy's turn to row again, he offered to repack the boxes if I rowed in his place. Packing was easier than rowing, but I didn't mind. I liked rowing. Guy shouted instructions, and Freddy started to reorganize. When he finished, everything for dinner was in one box. The other boxes were full, and there were several empty boxes to throw away.
Well done, Freddy, I said.
Then I had a thought. "Did you pack the tin opener?" I asked. There was silence. "Tin opener," said Freddy thoughtfully, and began to pull everything out of the boxes again. The tin opener was at the bottom of the last box.
"Here it is," he said, holding it up triumphantly. "I'll put it with the stuff for dinner."
He moved towards the box, but as he stepped across the untidy pile of tow rope, he fell. The tin opener flew out of his hand into the river. Freddy swore loudly and then said,
"Never mind. We can buy another tin opener in the next village."
"Not this evening," Guy said angrily. "It's after 6 o'clock. All the shops are closed." I could see Guy and Freddy were getting ready for a fight.
"Listen, fellows," I said quickly. "We're on holiday. We're supposed to be enjoying ourselves. Let's forget about cooking this evening and have a meal at a pub. I'll row, and you two look out for a suitable place."
It wasn't long before we came to a part of the river with a lot of boats moored at the riverbank. Not far from the river, there was a big, low building.
"That looks like a pub," said Freddy. "I wonder if they serve meals."
"I'll go and see," I said. I got out of the boat and went for a closer look.